ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiyyah. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, my first and foremost advice to you is to fear Allah. Be His obedient servant. Keep His thought always fresh in your mind. Be attached to and carefully guard the principles Islam which connect you with Him. Can any other connection be stronger, more durable, and more lasting than this? To command greater respect and consideration, or to replace it. Accept good exhortations and refresh your mind with them. adopt piety, and kill your inordinate desires with its help. Build your character with the help of true faith in religion and Allah. Subjugate your nature with the vision of death. Make it see the mortality of life and of all that it holds dear. Force it to realize the actuality of misfortunes and adversities, the changes of circumstances and times, and compel it to study the lives of past people. Persuade it to see the ruined cities, the dilapidated palaces, decaying signs and relics of fallen empires of past nations. Then, meditate over the activities of those people, what they have all done when they were alive and were in power, what they achieved, from where they started their careers, where, when, and how they were brought to an end, where they are now, and what they actually gained out of life, and what was their contributions to the human welfare.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, as we discuss the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, of course we find that this universal persona revolves around divine wisdom, divine knowledge. And the actions and the behaviors and the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam shows us and is this bright shining star where we see that it revolves around the pivot of knowledge and wisdom. When speaking about knowledge and wisdom, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam also speaks about individuals who have decided to pick up the path of ignorance, pick up the path that is opposite to knowledge and wisdom. Now, in order for us to refrain and abstain and not become of the people of ignorance, of course we must know some of the qualities and characteristics of those who are of the people and the path of ignorance. And so, dear friends, here we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his universal persona, explains with such great detail the characteristics of one who has selected the path of ignorance. But not only have they selected the path of ignorance, they go one step further and they make things more difficult and confusing, not only for themselves, but for others and the society in general. Sometimes Imam Ali says that an individual will choose the path of ignorance. They will not be a true scholar, and they will sit among the people like a judge trying to solve the problems that are confusing to others, when in reality, that individual is confused themselves and they confuse others. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that this individual who has chosen the path of ignorance and this individual who has become a judge among the people trying to solve problems that are confusing, if an ambiguous problem is presented before them, they come up with shabby and flawed and excuses of arguments out of their own whims and their own accord and their own opinions, and then they pass judgment upon its basis. Dear friends, in whatever position that we are in life, we might come across a situation where we have to judge certain things, or we have to measure certain things, or we have to make decisions in our lives. In these places, we have to be very careful that the decision-making process and the process of judging is not based upon our own whims and desires, but that it is based upon the best knowledge available to us. And you know, when an ambiguous problem is presented to an individual or to any of us, it is not obligatory upon us to answer if we do not know what the answer is. The best thing to do is to admit ignorance, as the Ahlul Bayt have taught us that when we don't know the answer to something, we admit that we don't know, and then we go and we search for the truth. A very comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent the last messenger, the most famous miracle that Allah gave to him was the Quran. But in reality, if you look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually blessed the Prophet with two miracles. One was the Quran and the other was Ali. They are miracles when you look at the reality of the personality of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Quran is the message and Ali is the embodiment of that message. Quran, as it says itself, la rayba fi, it's immune from any error. And Ali has been declared in ayat tathir to be infallible. When you look at the realities, you see that the first formal declaration made by Rasulullah in Mecca introducing Islam, he did not do that only by introducing Islam in himself. He also included Ali as his wasi and his Khalifa. And even the last formal declaration of Rasulullah, which happened in Ghadir. He doesn't only talk about the Quran, he says, I'm leaving two things as my legacy and the source of guidance. One is the Quran and the other is the Ahlul Bayt. And there Ali became the embodiment of Ahlul Bayt during the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.